Ukrainian Brigadier General Oleksiy Gromov told reporters that Ukraine's military regained control of over 100 square kilometers or 38 square miles in its counteroffensive against invading Russian troops. And speaking through an interpreter, the Brigadier General mocked Russia's military capabilities.
The occupiers and invaders perform defensive actions because the Second Army of the world cannot do more. The defense forces of Ukraine continue to engage in the vicinity of Bakhmut and do their best to liberate Ukrainian territory from the invaders. According to our data, the enemy continues to send troops to replenish their losses and positions.
He confirmed that Ukraine's military liberated 7 settlements in the eastern region of Donetsk and the southern region of Zaporizhia and was moving further in a counterattack that began last week. Moscow has not officially acknowledged Ukraine's advances, with Russian President Vladimir Putin claiming Ukrainian human losses were 10 times greater than Russia's. Putin added that Ukraine's army had already lost up to 30% of the military vehicles it received from the West. He also pondered whether Russia's military should try retaking Ukraine's capital Kiev or remain content with controlling almost all of what he called Novorossiya, or New Russia. It's a Tsarist-era imperial term for a swath of southern Ukraine now used by Russian nationalists. On Thursday, Russia's Central Election Commission said regional elections in 4 Ukrainian provinces that Moscow claims to have annexed would be held on September 10th. However, for the first time, Putin admitted Russia currently lacks ammunition and high-precision drones and complex communication equipment to take over all of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden said Putin miscalculated the West's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the expansion of the NATO military alliance.
Putin is making a mistake. He was looking for the Finlandization of NATO. He got the NATOization of Finland and hopefully Sweden very shortly.
But Putin warned Washington of being unafraid of escalating the armed conflict in Ukraine into World War III. The Russian leader already ordered placing tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, which borders Ukraine and several NATO military alliance member states. As tensions rose, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog visited Europe's largest atomic power plant Thursday in southern Ukraine. It is located in a Russian-occupied area where the Kakhovka Dam burst earlier this month, with Moscow and Kiev accusing each other of shelling the facility. The dam further down the Dnipro River helped keep water in a reservoir that cools the plant's reactors, and its destruction has added to safety concerns about the atomic plant. The plant's 6 reactors have been shut down for months, but experts say it still needs power and qualified staff to operate crucial cooling systems and other safety features. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.